You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Mental health note for the day.
Be social. Socialization is key, especially if you feel isolated. Now, more than ever, is the time for us to keep up those strong social networks that act like a buffer against poor mental health. This means we need to adapt the way we connect with people and find new ways to stay in touch during this time. We have had to rely on technology a lot more for communication in 2020. While it has been a valuable tool, many of us are feeling exhausted or experiencing Zoom fatigue. If you are feeling burnout from the ways you connect with people, you may need to try out some new ways. Feeling connected to others helps loneliness and stress. Share your feelings with others. Conversations help you feel less alone and more supported. You can still get together with friends and family online on your phone. There are apps that make face-to-face conversations easy, send emails and texts, get in touch on social media, pick up the phone and say hi. You can look for it online for religious services or cultural events. Many organizations offer digital gatherings. Find support online. Find people with similar interests by joining Facebook or meetup groups focused on your passions. Check to see if any apps you use, like the fitness or workout apps, have a social media element or a discussion board to join. Limit aimless social media scrolling. Social media can actually increase feelings of loneliness and cause FOMO, or fear of missing out. So be sure to check in with yourself if you start feeling this way. You can join a class or a club that practices social distancing, whether it's an art class or an exercise class, a book club. Joining such a class automatically exposes you to a group of people who share at least one of your interests. It also provides you with a sense of belonging that comes with being part of a group. This can stimulate creativity and give you something to look forward to in the day. Volunteering. Volunteering for a cause you believe in can provide the same benefits as taking a class or joining a club. Meeting others and being part of a group and creating new experiences. You may look to strengthen your existing relationships. You probably have people in your life that you would like to get to know better, or connections with family that could be deepened. If so, why not call friends more often, go out with them more, or find other ways of enjoying your existing relationships and strengthening bonds?